Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Internasionaal en sy sal nie haar kite onder 'n mat vlieg nie. Dis Zanti Swanepoel. How's it, Zanti?
Hallo Brad. Ja nee, kyk, ek dink nou self daaraan, hoeveel keer het jy dit nou al gesê oor die afgelope 11 jaar?
And Zanti, I just want to give you kudos here. I know you've got a story to tell, but just your level of dedication is unsurpassed. I mean, we eventually heard the Savannah's testimony. Jy wou wraggies nog terwyl dit gebeur het daar buite haar kamer in die gang daar by die hospitaal wou jy nog steeds met ons praat. So, you know, it's moments like that when you take what you do here on Radio Capable but so seriously that you would do it whether you've in a hospital corridor, in the airport departure lounge.
I remember the airport.
whether you are sitting with your feet in the sea on your holiday, yep, you would make time for us. So we just want to honor you. You were like the no matter what lady. No matter what comes, ek moet op die radio wees. So dank jy hoor.
Oh, it is really, really a privilege to serve and om net te doen wat die Here ons roep om te doen. Mm. And we all live in seasons, we do what we are called to do until the Lord, puts us in another place for another reason, and then we just obedient and we follow.
Exactly.
I always say we are called to follow, and if we follow, we don't lead. Difference.
Good point. So, it seems straightforward, but this is absolutely profound and true. So look, I'm not going to stand in your way here. We know you've got something powerful. We know the listeners are waiting, and ek kan nie die ou wees wat in jou pad staan nie.
Oh, dankie, Brad. En elke luisteraar, goeie môre. Ek wil vanoggend 'n bietjie praat oor iets juist met Paasnaweek wat ons is en hierdie heilige week, it's really a holy week where we can just become a bit still and just think and remember what Jesus did for us. And as ek by sulke weke kom in my eie lewe, dan dink ek bietjie oor my eie prioriteite. So ek wil bietjie praat vandag oor prioriteite en wat regtig belangrik is en wat nie is nie, want jy sien, hierdie lewe is soos 'n vlietende oomblik, is dit verby. En dan wag daar 'n lewe vir my en jou wat nooit 'n einde het nie. But we focus so much on the here and the now that we forget that we are here to prepare for the ever and ever. Mm. Want hierdie gaan verbygaan. Hierdie is soos 'n oomblik in tyd. But we are called. Hulle sê, life is so short, so enjoy it. I say eternity is so long, prepare for it.
Yeah.
Dis die flip side van daai koin. So ek wil vandag vir jou sê, met Paasnaweek en dit wat ons hierdie week vier en onsself herinner aan, kom ons kyk bietjie hoe lyk ons eie prioriteite ook. En mag dit jou, jylle weet nou al vir al die jare, ek preek eers vir myself. So as jy iets uit kan vat, is dit awesome, maar hierdie was my eie speech vir myself hierdie week. So ek wil vir jou eers sê, as jy wonder oor jou prioriteite, het Gandhi gesê, action expresses priorities. If you wonder about your priorities, look at your actions, because action expresses your priorities. 2, we don't drift in good directions. We don't drift into good directions. We discipline and prioritize ourselves there, say Andy Stanley. Living in the light of eternity changes your priorities, requiring. Ek wil net weer vir jou lees. Hoor hom mooi. Living in the light of eternity changes your priorities. Joh, dit is vir my so mooi. En dit is net weer vir my 'n check hierdie week om te kyk, hou ek my besig met die goed wat regtig belangrik is of nie. En dan wil ek sommer net vanoggend met jou deel the rubber ball and the glass ball theory, en baie van julle het dit al gehoor, maar miskien moet jy dit vanoggend net weer hoor. Miskien moet jy vanoggend net stil word en net bietjie jou eie prioriteitslys bietjie bekyk. Because it says, I recently came across the rubber ball and glass ball theory again. And it honestly shifted something in me. Every day we're juggling so much. Work, the house, messages, email, social media, commitments, expectations, family. It sometimes feels relentless. But there's this perspective that stops me in my tracks. Because that not every ball we are holding is the same. You see, some are rubber. They can drop. These ones are the missed workout, the unanswered email, the laundry that waits, the plans you reschedule, the bounce, they recover, they're forgiving. Those are the rubber balls. But you see, some of them are glass, and those are sacred. The bedtime chats, the slow mornings, the laughter around the dinner table, the quiet moments with your partner, the ordinary days that don't look big at the time, but one day you realize they were everything. You see, glass doesn't bounce, it breaks. I'm learning that success isn't about keeping every ball in the air perfectly. It's about knowing which one can be left to fall and which ones we need to protect. Because in the end, it won't be the perfectly managed schedule that defines our lives. It'll be the moments that we chose to guard. Guard the glass. Let the rubber bounce. Maybe that's something that, you know, just anchors in your soul this morning, that you will look at your priorities again and you will measure them. Are they rubber or are they glass? For the glass ones break, and some of them take years to restore, and they're not worth letting fall to the ground. But the other ones are rubber. They have got tenacity, and they bounce, and they recover, and they're forgiving. So this week, as you become still before Jesus' feet, thanking him for everything he's done for you, maybe list your priorities with eternal value, the ones that you'll take with you when you say goodbye to this earthly life, your relationships, your loved ones, your communities. Think of those. And then I want to leave you with Matthew 6, verses 33, that actually gives us the biggest priority we can ever have. It is written in the Word of God. He wants us to have the following priority. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Priority number one, seek God, his kingdom, and his righteousness. And then for me, a verse that is on my wall, on my my spielgas, against my fridge, is a verse that I love to live by. And it's Colossians 1 verses 10 that says, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. That should be our priority. May this bless you. May this week be profound, be sacred, be holy. May God remind you again of those glass balls that you have in your hands. May you guard them, may you protect them, and may you can drop a rubber one once and so now and done, but may you shift your priorities so that you can live in the light of eternity, because that is where your true life is. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thanks, Auntie. Lucky to hang out with you as always. And thanks for reminding us about the focus we need to have on what's really, really important. So for me, just wanted to say a massive thank you, just because your life is very interesting to me. I wanted to know, how's the walking going? Hoe gaan dit met al die stap toere en al die stap en bid? Hoe gaan dinge daar?
Ach, heerlik. So ons het Saterdag klaar gemaakt met ons derde Walk in Faith Challenge vir die jaar, en dan begin ons Sondag weer. So, ach, dit is net wonderlik om te kan stap and to come back. There is just something in that that is absolutely powerful.
Yeah.
So, geniet dit baie.
Yeah, good. Go and check out Zanti on the socials, and maybe it's something that can inspire you to either join her, or you don't have to be living where she's living. You can walk wherever you are in the world. So maybe you want to join her. Yeah, maybe it's something you want to start and do in your own community. So use that as an opportunity to walk and pray. You wouldn't be sorry that you did it. Zanti, you know, this is one of those awkward moments. I might just speak to you just so I don't have to say goodbye. So, but I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to say, no, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.